Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Many of our nation's presidents concealed their health problems for fear of ruining their political careers or causing concern about the country's appearance to the rest of the world. When Grover Cleveland needed surgery in 1893 to remove a cancerous tumor in his mouth, he did it secretly on a friend's yacht cruising through Long Island Sound. Cleveland thought it would cause an economic crisis if the information was released that he had cancer, and his illness was not revealed until 15 years after his death from a heart attack. During the Woodrow Wilson administration in 1918, the president suffered a stroke while on a speaking tour of the western states that rendered the left side of his body immobile. His first lady, the secretary of state, and his personal physician and private secretary all kept his condition secret. The White House attributed Wilson's ill health to nervous exhaustion. He died in 1924, 3 years after leaving office. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.